This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's election day in Oshkosh. The polls opened this morning and will close at 8 o'clock tonight. Turnout is never great for the spring election and is expected to be about 20%. Voters will elect city council members, county board supervisors, judges, and school board members. We'll see if the challengers in the Oshkosh School Board race, Sarah Noe and Kelly DeWitt, get a bump after being endorsed by former lieutenant governor and now gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. She offered the endorsement over the weekend. Work is already underway, but the Oshkosh School District will have an official groundbreaking ceremony for the new Velma Phillips Middle School on Wednesday. It's planned at 11 o'clock in the morning. The school is expected to be open sometime in 2023. Page 2, COVID-19 has disappeared from Fox Valley hospitals. Again, COVID-19 disappearing. In their latest report on Monday, it showed zero patients with the virus at the 13 hospitals. Meanwhile, the Winnebago County Health Department is giving COVID-19 booster shots at the area food pantry, walk-in Wednesdays in the county administration building. Right now, 33% of all people eligible have completed their vaccinations against COVID-19. The city of Oshkosh is looking to buy another 60 acres of farmland near Clairville Road to build another stormwater retention pond. The city's plan committee is expected to discuss and vote on the proposal later on today. Here's something we can all get behind. It's Craft Beer Week in Oshkosh. Area breweries are featuring what they do and have collaborated on a citywide red IPA. Waterfest is looking for nonprofit groups interested in selling beer and concessions at their annual concert series coming up this summer as a fundraiser. You can contact the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce for details on that. And by the way, the annual Business Expo is tomorrow at the Convention Center, followed by Business After Hours. It starts at 12 noon. It's always a fun day. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.